Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song called I Just Want to Worship You. This is from the live worship recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. The song came to me way back on July 9th of 1999. That's a long time ago. Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2 says this, A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I love that psalm. This song became a psalm, a personal psalm from my life. It was born as I thought about how to lead and teach the young people at our church about worship and praise. As the summer of 1999 progressed, it became very obvious to me that this group of young people, and let me be honest here and just dare say that every human being, had a real, just very real and deep desire to know God and to be known by Him. I believe that's the truth. We all desire to know God and to be known by Him. As I thought about what it means to be known by the Creator of the universe, this song began to take shape. No matter our age or our background, we all have the same need. We need to know we have a purpose and that we have a destiny. To have no purpose, to have no meaning in life, is sheer futility. Our future, our hope, is in knowing Christ and in being known by Him. This realization quite naturally leads to a response that one could only call worship in its most real sense. Do you want to worship the Lord with me for a while? Let's worship Him.
Bless you. In my own life, worship and praise has been one of the stones that I've thrown against the giants of doubt, giants of fear, giants that have tried to put me down and try to make me believe I'm not who God says I am. So I love this song for this reason.
With all my heart, tell you just want to worship you with all my heart. Tell you how much I love you. There is no one above you. Lord, I want to worship you. You made my heart brand new to know more of you. Oh yes, I really love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. With all my heart and all my soul, with all I am, with all I know, with all my heart and all my soul, I give you glory, Lord. I love you so.
Philippians 3, verses 7 through 11 says this: But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Let's do this in the coming days. Let's just choose to worship God no matter what. And let's choose to believe he loves us no matter what. Let's simply accept the truth that we need to know, and we need to be known by another, and that the best way to do this is to seek God with our entire being. Because here's reality, y'all. That's how he seeks us, with his entire being. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. You can help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast if you would consider becoming a member of my team. If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. You can join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.DennisJernigan. Mark it on your calendar. That's worship with my church, All in All Church, directly from our living room on the first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. My autobiography, Sing Over Me, is there. The follow-up book to my autobiography called Renewing Your Mind is there. My brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere, is there. I also have two different fantasy book series. I have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a novel called The Short Life. Just go to Amazon and check it out. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can also find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, I Just Want to Worship You, from the live recording Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or check it out on iTunes. Now remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this deep in your soul. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.